This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
The segment's brought to you by Bumper Doc Santee. Scratches, dings, and dents. Nobody will fix your car better than the guys at Santee. Take a look at their website at SanteeBumperDoc.com or call them at 619-258-0433. See if you can beat them up for a discount just by listening to our show. Also, Black Forest Motorsports. If you're driving a BMW, Porsche, or Mini Cooper, nobody does it better. Looking for a dealer alternative? Black Forest Motorsports has over 40 years of service. They do everything by the book. And if you want to go racing, they can make that happen as well. Black Forest Motorsports at BlackForestAutomotive.com. Well, Brittany, my dear, what have you done today?
Oh, we've got a studio packed of race fans.
And a driver, maybe?
Oh, yes. Yeah. To my left, I have the car owner and crew chief. To my right, I have his driver, and behind me, probably the driver's number one fan, I would imagine, Mom.
And who might these people be?
Well, I've heard Gary Hartsucker. I've heard so many different ways to pronounce his name in the last 30 minutes. His driver, Danielle Friel, and Mama Shea behind me. Please welcome them. Please. It was hard to get those two to stop talking. Apparently, Dave and Gary go way back.
Well, I have ruined his name at Cajon Speedway. More times than I care to admit. When Tom McGrath would take a break. Oh, my God.
Oh, his last name. Because last week you said Gary Hartsucker. And then I walked up to him and he goes, that's not how you say it.
It's Hartsucker. It's Hart.
Hartsucker.
Hartsucker.
That's yep. Right.
Yeah. And so you set me up for that one, Dave.
I used to catch all kinds of hell at Cajon Speedway, let me tell you.
Did you want him spelling it phonetically on his?
No, it's perfectly okay. Everybody knows who Gary is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's been in the dirt and asphalt.
For how many years?
Oh, my gosh. Ever.
That long, huh?
Forever.
Yeah, pull that microphone over a little bit closer. There we go.
Okay.
So now you're basically car owner and you're helping mentor drivers?
That's it. That's
a good driver.
That's what we do at our age. You know, I do it from the radio side. You do it from the track side.
Because
you've forgotten more than what most people know.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, no, seriously. I mean, because back in the day, you didn't have a computer. You didn't have scales. I mean, you had
grain scales, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you didn't have the computer technology, and you didn't have people that you could buy a chassis already set up.
He didn't have the internet to easily get parts.
Didn't have, well,
exactly.
He doesn't.
I have trouble finding them now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So then we have Danielle.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
How old are you?
13.
It's what I teach, Dave.
How long have you been driving?
Like my whole life, kind of.
Oh,
13 her whole life.
Her entire life.
What do you think, Gary? Is that a good answer?
Yeah, whole life.
So what got you into racing?
My uncle.
Yeah?
Yay, uncle.
What did your uncle drive?
Pony stock.
Which she may get into one of these days.
What are you in now?
Minidorf Masters.
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rumor has it you won quite a few last year in 2020 when there probably weren't too many races. She was out there winning, wasn't she? Three
at Barona.
Yeah.
And Cocopa?
We went to Campo.
Oh, Camp Lockett.
Yep, and we went up
Everybody
there
Everybody has to quit talking about Camp Lockett until we go.
I know. We just need to go, Dave. We just need to go. We talk about
go.
It.
We talk about
but
it every
here
Sunday.
Instead. We're here instead.
I know. Yeah.
Camp Lockett and Barona, you saw the checkered flag.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, did you first time in the car back in the day, you know, when you were young. What did it scare you, or did you just fall in love with it immediately?
Oh, I was terrified.
Oh,
nah, at least you're telling
you
the truth.
But you got back in.
Yeah.
Why
but your uncle
you
made
in?
You do it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you appreciate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does it keep you grounded?
Yeah.
Are your grades, as Dave likes to bring up?
Oh, I know how good her grades are. Or you wouldn't be sitting there smiling, huh? And I know it's a terrible thing to ask you that question with 2020 being the way it was and
challenging,
not having to go to school or trying to home, you know, trying to expect your parents to teach you how to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you want me to teach you? Because, no offense, Mom, but I mean, I would never want that challenge, you know, to have to teach.
Especially the middle school years, I have a little experience.
Yeah, just a day or two.
What grade are you in, Daniel?
Eighth.
Ah, yeah.
You'll be a high school student this next year.
Oh, boy. No, where are you going? Are you allowed to talk about it on air, Mom? Can't you tell us where you're going?
LCAP.
Oh, great. Okay. We've had some other racers come out of LCAP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are they teaching the right thing, Mom?
Absolutely.
That's my girl. I love it. So do your students know you race?
Some of them.
Some of them? You never taken the car to the school yet?
No.
Yeah. I would. Well, you know you're going to end up on KUSI now. You know that, don't you? You do know that.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared. You think this is a big audience?
We just done the El Cajon car show, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How'd you like that?
It was good.
What'd you bring there?
I think we were with my uncle's car, in my car, my old
car.
Yeah,
a little blue car.
What was that, a mini dwarf?
Yeah,
a
mini dwarf.
Okay.
So what's the most important reason you're here is who are your sponsors?
I have San Diego Small Engine, Express Pipe Supply, Reg Trucking, and A Absolutes Construction, and Gary Adams from AbFab.
What about that, Gary?
Oh, and Gary Hartsmiker.
Yeah.
Did you get a new one recently?
Oh, and Wolverine Racing.
Wolverine Racing?
Yeah.
What are they?
That's our team, our race team.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're part of that?
Yeah.
Oh, they're right up the hill from me in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I was
that's a big
say.
Spread. That's a nice spread up there. Holy cow.
Well, you know.
You got in a good one.
The reason I bring that up is because without them, you wouldn't be sitting here talking to me.
Yeah.
So consequently, it's extremely important when you go to different events or wherever you go, whenever you have a microphone stuck in your face, those are the ones that you need to talk about. Gary can tell you that, you know, all hands down, because it's nice for them, for you to carry their sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh-hoo. But for you to give them radio and TV coverage, because I've found in the racing community, Gary, you correct me if I'm wrong, when people find out about the people that support you, and if I'm looking for a specific product, I will go to that company before I'll go to somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they're supporting you. It's your youth. And I'm so glad to see that you're doing this, because thank goodness there's another girl or guy that's going to be on the roads that can drive. Trust me. Am I right?
That's funny.
My kids cannot drive.
She's not stopping anytime soon. You want to jump into a junior sprint?
Yeah, we already have that.
Okay.
I already have the car. Getting it done.
So, Gary, what do you think as far as her talents?
She's excellent.
When
I girl can drive.
Yeah. And that's not saying that just because you're saying it.
No.
Because I have a sneaky feeling, knowing you, if she couldn't, she probably wouldn't be sitting here.
Well, yeah, he told me when we talked on the phone, you mentioned good sportsmanship.
Yep.
You said she follows direction very well, and you see it out there on the track.
You smile real well, too. Smiling is important, let me tell you. A good example, and you can Google her, is Danica Patrick. Okay.
Where is he going with this?
I'm just saying that when it came to PR and the media, she was not the best.
She could have smiled more.
She never smiled.
Nope.
She was angry the whole time.
Smiles can be misconstrued, though. I just got in trouble for smiling about an hour ago. It was weird.
Where at?
I was literally just smiling. You could keep that smile on your face. So you got to be careful.
Where in the world were you for that?
We'll move on. But yeah, smile.
No, hey,
always
smiling
smile.
Is beautiful. It's worth it.
That's
worth
your personality, is your smile.
Yeah, it's worth it.
It's worth it.
But so what's the number of your car?
Oh, yeah.
07.
Does it mean something?
Yeah, does it mean anything?
It's the year I was born.
Oh, I didn't need to know that.
07? You mean people were born in 07?
Yeah, really, huh?
I guess my number would be 45.
Oh.
Mine be 43.
Yeah, do you get this from old people all the time?
And I had that number when I first started racing.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And how bad could that number be, 43?
I wished it was that one.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well. No, you don't. Can you imagine? No, you don't.
I'd love to start
over.
What
was your first car?
My first car was a 51 Plymouth at El Cajon Speedway.
Ah,
in the dirt, when it was dirt.
With a straight six?
Yep.
Yeah, none of this big Hemi stuff.
No, we didn't have that back then.
No.
You know?
I miss Cajon Speedway.
And what was your first car?
I
seen that shirt. Where'd you get it?
Swap meet.
No kidding.
Yeah, they sell them at swap meet last Sunday.
I'm definitely going back. I mean, out there. Oh, the one at
Santee.
Santee Drive-In.
Mm-hmm.
I went there and picked up all the trash.
Oh.
327 pounds.
Paper. Well, see, you should have got a T-shirt.
I was there. When I got there, there was nothing left. Oh. I may go back and get one. All right, we're going to have to take a quick break. Dirt Dude is on the line because I can see Brandon with his phone in his ear.
Good.
So we'll be right back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Oh, come on.
The Answer.
We're going to get you a little bit more enthusiastic than that. All right, when next time we do it, stick her with that pin you have.
Yeah, I'll tickle her.
No, I don't want that kind of answer. By the way, folks, this is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. El Cajon Ford has been an amazing dealership, family-owned and operated. And did you know they'll service every vehicle in your garage? Yeah, that's right. And when it comes to used cars, if you can't buy new, hey, they don't go to the auction. They send cars to the auction. So you can feel rest assured when you buy a car from El Cajon Ford, you're going to get a screaming deal. And they are a big, big, big supporter of Barona Speedway. In fact, Paul Dykes out there thinks he's going to win another championship. Hey, was that over there?
No,
I heard.
No, he's good.
I know.
I think he struggled the last race, but we all have those races.
Hey, you better hope he doesn't get into a dwarf car.
That would be fun.
He could come get you. Hey, we got Dirt Dude on the line. How's it going, Sunshine?
It's going good. What's up, gang?
Hey,
we're just sitting here having fun. We've got some folks in the house.
Yeah, Danielle, junior driver.
Yeah, and she's done pretty good. 3 wins last year at Barona.
Yeah.
Talked to her a couple of times, yeah. Danielle Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. I love that announcer in this kid. Right. He knows exactly what he's talking about. So what's coming up next? Isn't Barona running next weekend?
Yeah, the 12th.
The 12th? Yes, the 12th will be the next race. I know that they're going to be featuring the 360 sprint cars back again. The lineup is not totally set yet. I think we had a change in a little bit of management ownership over the past week. So we have IMC Modified Scheduled Sport Mods and Sport Compacts. Those are going to be definitely there. Street Stocks, Pure Stocks, and Pure Stocks, I think, are running a 40-lap main event. Dwarf Cars, the 360 Sprints, and then the Lightning Sprints, and I think they're supposed to be winged, but I'm not sure on that. Then, of course, our Junior Drivers, Mini Dwarfs, and Junior Sprints.
Well, they can keep track of it on the BaronaSpeedway.com website for anybody that's concerned. And Brittany, are you going to ask about Friday?
Is there practice Friday?
I am uncertain at this time because the track is going under changes again. They're going to basically recut the track again and shift the dirt around.
Gary's so all upset. He was all happy with the way it was before. So now they're going to move dirt. But that's okay.
Has anybody been on to practice it? I don't know. I mean, if it looks okay, I heard that they're little worried about that there was some rocks in it, and with the 360 sprints, they will actually dig down and they'll start pulling the rocks out. And with the horsepower they have, it's kind of dangerous.
Didn't I see a video where they had dug up an awful lot of rocks just with the cut?
Yeah, probably. And then the stuff they brought in, it had a little bit of rock, and I know they're trying to sift it out, but they need to. They wanted to go through and make sure that it's going to be safe for everyone around the track.
Sure.
with the amount of horsepower that's going to be on it this right. weekend coming up.
Well, that sounds good. So, and it looks like, you know, let's see, what's that the date? Is that the 12th?
The 12th is Saturday.
The 12th.
Okay, so
11th is hopefully a practice.
So we're still doing a little bit of social distancing. I mean, hopefully things supposedly on the 15th, that's the magic number that we don't know. Yeah, that's up in the air as well. So, folks, if you're coming out, make sure you do the best you can with social distancing. Wear masks when, you know, you're in with a crowd. That way everybody, we won't have anybody, you know, coming down on the track saying we're not being responsible. Agreed?
Yeah, and then the next one after that's going to be the 26th, and we're like the 10th and 24th. I mean, everything's really lining up really well. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we just got to see what's going on with the lineup. As far as For Saturday night's race, what the lineup's going to be, I think, well, the Purest went last time. Pure Stocks did, so they should be first. So I'm waiting to see when Fast Track posts the lineup for Saturday. We'll know a little bit more about how the night's going to flow. Eight divisions, though, wow, on the big track.
We're going to have food?
Well, food's always there. You just got to go get it.
I can't find it.
Follow your nose.
I have, and I end up in a race car every time. You know,
that's,
I mean,
why the one starving and big fat kids like me are like, yeah, I know where everything's at.
Well, I need to follow you around. No, but I like race fuel better than I like hamburgers. I don't know what it
I
is.
I like the smell of race
that
fuel.
That just blends in with it.
I do too.
You know,
I get the disease. So let's
hamburger
let's,
and French fries with race fuel. You know, the smell of race fuel is
so,
always good.
Let's talk to Danielle for a second. What do you think of that track out of Barona?
I like it.
Have you been to any other track?
Yeah, I've been to Campo and Cocopaw.
Okay.
Are they all the same exact size? Do they try to be consistent?
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay. Pretty close, same size?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which one do you, you know, not because Dirt Dude's on the line. Or
yeah, no pressure. Everyone's
no pressure,
listening.
But do you have one out of the three that you like the best?
Probably Barona.
Yeah. What? Why is that? Because of that wonderful announcer?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
She's a quick learner.
I'd be fine with her. I'd be fine with her liking Campo because Campo is flat. And it's they actually do a lot of watering and they groom their track because that's all they run there. It's just the bikes and the small carts. So they just maintain it all the time. So I've heard everyone say that it's a real good tacky track where it's kind of hard for our infield. We have banking in the track, but then you get to Cocopaw and they have a different racing surface. Always, every time I see it, it gets dusty, their main events. They have a little bit of banking, but not as much as us, but they're not totally flat.
Do you like banking?
Every track is totally different.
Yeah.
You like the banking better than flat?
I like them both. Like, it's
a, well, it's a challenge either
like.
Way, right?
Yeah.
So, it's, I mean, you wouldn't want it to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
Because, like, why drive to Cocopaw if it's going to be exactly the same as Barona, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, are you planning on doing any more tracks?
Probably just Campo and Barona.
Okay.
Is that right, crew chief?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, it's called budget.
Yeah, budget. That's it.
It's not
too
like
far
you're
to travel.
Well,
it's not
the gas
like you're
prices.
Working.
Yikes.
It's not like you're working.
No. Are you going to support me, Dave?
Dude, my gas bill last month was $8.79. So what's that tell you?
Oof.
People ask me, "Hey, you coming to my car show?" I said, "Are you paying me?" He goes, "Why? Here's my," and I literally carry my gas bill around because I'm not coming off the hill unless there's a reason to come off the hill. But that's what's good about Barona and Crockett is they're within a short what?
Lock it.
What did I say?
Crockett.
That's
okay. Crockett.
Can't block it. That flat track.
Crockett.
I've never been there.
That's what's good about local tracks.
We're
going
to have to write it down for him, Dirt Dude, so he can remember it.
I know. That's what Brittany's supposed to do. She just didn't do it this time. I don't know what the deal is. But,
yes, but it is nice to have a couple options right there in our backyard.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way. Hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's really what it's going to take. But, the fact that the schedule is really what people need to work on because they keep that pretty much up to date, and all you have to do is look out at what by Wednesday, and you can pretty much get an idea what's coming up that following weekend.
Yeah, like I said, when they know more, they're going to post more. Probably it's been a busy week for everyone past month, so you know, and then being a holiday. A couple weeks ago, we had a weekend off. Like, we actually had to cancel a race. So
we had a holiday?
Everyone is now.
Who had a holiday? I didn't have a holiday.
You did.
For some people. People go and do stupid things on their holidays, like buy motorcycles.
Oh, did you buy a motorcycle?
I might have.
What'd you get?
Details to be told later. I'm waiting to see.
He hasn't told his wife yet.
Oh, your wife's not listening. I see how it is.
She went. She's going to talk me into it.
Atta girl.
I already got buyer's remorse on it now because I was like, "Oh, why did I buy this thing?" So
you don't
sorry
like it.
Sorry to hear that.
It's nice. It just needs. I got to get it to where I can like it.
Must not be a Ducati.
So it must not be new.
It's newer. It's newer. It's into the 2000s versus the 86 that I am currently riding right now.
Oh my goodness, bud! Come on, get up into the 2000s. What is? Well, go ahead. What is it?
A 2005 GSXR 1000.
Oh!
Dwarf car motor.
Well,
dwarf car
exactly
motor.
What hey, my mind.
Brittany's coming
thank
over
you
to your house to
wait,
check it out.
Wait, what year was that again? Say slowly, what year was that?
I've already Rob parts from one of your friends already.
You're so funny.
That's why I bought it, and it's got like problems with the throttle body, fuel injection throttle body.
Perfect for a dwarf car.
Yeah.
It's what I want.
Yeah.
I mean,
come on, so give it to Brittany.
I made a trip out to San Marcos, someone that's already out there, and borrowed a set of throttle bodies to see if that'll make a change in it or not.
Come on, if you give it to Brittany, she'll put your face on the hood of her race car. How's that?
Well, I called, the first person I called was John Isabella. I'm like, hey, do you know anything about fuel injection? He goes, that's what I do. He does the injectors. I'm like, what about the whole throttle body? He goes, well, that's a different story. He goes, I do all the injectors, and the throttle body is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the throttle body can't be that difficult.
No, I'm going to find out. I'm waiting. As soon as I get off the phone here, I'm going to start tearing apart. And
we're slowing him down, Dave.
Bodies.
Are we slowing you down? We can talk to Danielle. I want to know.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Are
you, is your toolbox straightened up? I mean, because you can't work on it if your drawers aren't in good shape.
Well, it's my other projects. You know, I'm trying to put everything back in the toolbox so I can take everything back out again. You know, it's hard when you have OCD. Everything has to be perfect before you can start something. Everything is going to be perfect when you finished.
I thought about you the other day. I went in to look for a particular wrench, and I couldn't find it.
And you thought of Dirt Dude?
I thought of Dirt Dude. I said, he needs to come over here and organize my toolbox. I've got this gremlin that lives in my house that takes all my 10 millimeters.
Mm, we all do.
I have thousands of them missing. I don't know where they go. All right, well, hey, we'll let you go just a tad early. So go get... You know that engine. Don't ride that bike to the track.
Don't turn your back on that
bike.
Somebody
will steal that motor as fast as you're standing there, buddy.
If someone gave me what I paid for it, I'll give it away.
Yeah, but you probably paid too much. That's why you're not saying nothing. All right, buddy. Good talking to you. Stay out of trouble. We'll see you down the road.
See
you guys have fun. We'll see you the next race.
You got it.
See you up there, buddy.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more. Scott Delosio's calling in, and he's going to talk about the race Gary could be in. Gary could be on the top, and I could be on the bottom. And that's all I'm going to say about the races last night at Paris Auto Speedway. Right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
You are listening to, you're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you've not been to Paris Auto Speedway, that is a bucket list track you do need to go to. And once you go, you will be hooked. And right now, we've got our good buddy, Scott Delosio, on the line. Well, was it as crazy and as wild as the photos that Brittany's showing around from last night?
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. You know, we had a great crowd, and let's say they weren't disappointed. Real enthusiastic crowd. It was good. It was real good. Hey, before anything else,
yes.
I talked to you. I mentioned last week the Ventura Raceway was going to reopen last night. Talked to Jim Nail, the promoter. We've been friends for like 40 years. I talked to him Tuesday, and he was all worried. Saw pictures of this morning online and have talked to a few people, and they said they sold every single ticket.
All right. Fantastic. That's another, folks. That's another track you need to put on your list, Ventura.
Yes.
That's a track that should be on everybody's bucket list, because you look out over Turn 1 when you're in the grandstand. You're actually looking out at the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful
so
place.
Beautiful. Okay, the pits have palm trees in them.
We can't.
There.
By the way, we can't take Brittany because she looks at the moon and she loves anything scenic. And
it
takes her mind
beautiful.
Off her
when
racing.
We were in the pits, they're like, stand up on the truck and look over the fence, and there's
see
the ocean
waves.
Right there.
Yep. Awesome.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. Well, I am so happy that they were able to get
that's
that.
That's good news.
That,
thank you.
And they, you know, Scott, really down deep, didn't you think they would sell out?
I don't know about sell out. I don't know what their limit was, but I knew it would be a good crowd. He was all worried, and I kept telling him, it's like, hey, when we open at Paris, we're getting some of the, you know, surprisingly good crowds considering the conditions we were under. Yeah. And they've been continuing to grow. And like I told Don Kazarian last night, it's like, we got this crowd, and in 2 weeks, we're going to be able to tell people You can buy tickets online, or you can walk up and buy them.
No.
You're going to get more people come in.
Right. Awesome. No, That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it just goes to show you, you know, and I have to almost give credit to football and baseball and hockey and all the other sports that people love dearly that weren't able to really attend. And now it's kind of like, you know, when you're so used to getting something and all of a sudden it's taken away, then when you have an opportunity to get it back, you're after it full force. I mean, you are not taking it for granted. You're going after it wholeheartedly. And I think motorsports is exactly the same way.
Well, we've noticed that also in the pit area. Like last night, we run a mini stock class. We had more mini stocks than we ever had before. The last race, we had one of our bigger figure eight classes. You know, same thing in our stock cars. Our super stock class is our first two races. I think we're averaging more cars than we ever had in that class.
Wow. Brittany just showed me a picture of Batman, and the photo is really unique because it looks like he's the only one going the wrong way.
Oh.
He wasn't there last night.
What was that picture?
It was a trailer with a little quad on the back.
He wasn't there last night. He had some minor surgery on Friday.
He's okay?
It's minor surgery because, you know, it was somebody else. and he got married today.
Oh!
What? Oh,
there's a good picture, too, that was posted.
I guess that's a good excuse. So how the double...
I mean, he's a good guy. He'll really be back.
Is.
You know, if he hadn't had the surgery, he would have raced last night. But probably a smart thing to listen to the doctor every so often.
Yeah. So how was that double-decker
race? Unless his name is Fauci.
How was that?
Oh, geez,
right. Yeah,
Scott.
All right. How was that double-decker race?
It was good. You know, the first one we had last month was probably a little better than the one we had last night. But it was still good. The crowd loved it. You know, we had some guys out there last time who had never done it before, and I don't think they respected the balance center on a car. They've never done anything like that before.
So they tipped over is what you're telling me?
This time it seemed like they respected a little bit more. So it was a little tamer, but it was still good. You know, you bring those out, the crowd loves them, and the good news is I was talking to our marketing director last night during the show, and he was saying they're going to go out and scout more cars. They're going to pick up more cars to build more cars this week.
Cool.
Yeah, because I think you had, what did you have, three or four?
We had three last night. One of the ones that's been there since the start, I don't know how much longer it's going to last. It's not in good shape.
So when you say three, really six?
Oh.
Yeah, six.
That's
yeah.
A school teacher for you. School teacher's always correcting.
Picture's worth a thousand words.
I know, but wouldn't it be fun if you got 20 of them out there?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, that would be spectacular. I mean, they're spectacular when you have four or five of them.
Yeah.
Which is the most we've had at one time is five. And I know there's another one somebody has built out here. Mm-hmm. See, most of the ones we have, they were built at the racetrack.
Oh.
Basically built by the racetrack, and we've offered them to people who want to come just take care of, maintain them.
Really?
They're your cars.
There you go, Brittany.
Yep,
and your dad.
Yeah.
Somebody who has built one. And I've talked to him a few times this year, and he said it's just a couple more things to get it done. It's like, well, how the hell are you going to get it to the racetrack?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
If you were smart, you know, you probably would have done all the work on them, then brought the two cars there separately and finished them at the track.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
like, how?
Yeah, you know, we got a. We're back to our regular pass car and IMCA shows next Saturday.
Ah.
And it's a 6-week spell. I mean, we are busy at Paris Auto Speedway through mid-November, very few nights off. We're back with stock cars, and those guys in the IMCA modifieds, they're going to run four times in the next 6 weeks. And if you're a modified driver, a super stock driver, if you win every night, you're going to take home $6,000.
Oh.
The street stocks, if they won every single night, they would take home $4,000. And the factory stocks, same guy were to win every single night, would take home $2,000.
Holy moly.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's really good stuff.
You know, it's gotten attention from a lot of people from out of town. Our first two modified drivers were dropping guys from, one was from Nevada, one was from Central California. And we expect more of that all year long. But the car counts, once again, car counts are up again this year. And I think a lot of it's got to do with that. We've had a guy say, an anonymous donor got involved a couple of years ago for 2020. And when that got wiped out, he just said, roll all that money over to this year.
Boy, you can't beat that with a stick. That's amazing.
No, no. Now, like I say, he's got it. So whoever wins a Super Stock, a modified main event, all but one race this year, it's $1,500. They're one race, so they don't get $1,500. They're going to get $2,500.
Wow.
The street stocks pay $1,000 to win guaranteed every race. And factory stocks get $500 guaranteed to win every race.
Golly. That's amazing.
That is. That's awesome to hear that.
Well, that's what it's going to take to keep these tracks alive and well.
Yep.
Well, you like I say, you've got a guy who's known around the racetrack who's totally doesn't want his name mentioned. You know, he's put up all this extra money. I mean, we still have the full regular purse, but he's making sure that the winners are getting paid more money this year.
That's amazing.
And he's dumped a bunch of money into a point fund as well, so... You know, I mean, that's just love of the sport right there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Love the sport.
You know, and especially, I mean, I don't know anything about this gentleman, but, you know, you get to a point in life where you have excess money, you know.
Really?
Well, you'll be there, son.
Sure could have fooled me.
You're coming. It's almost there. You're going to have it. Gary, you don't have any because you keep dumping it into race cars.
Yeah, exactly.
Priceless.
But I think that's such a – it's just sad that – You know, you can't say who he is, but, you know.
That's good, though.
You got to respect that.
Yep.
You know, that's the way.
That's his wish, so, you know.
Yeah.
We're grateful to him. All the drivers are obviously grateful to him.
Sure.
You know, it's spectacular. It was totally out of the blue. You know, he called Don one day and said, I want to do this for the Super Stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Then he called a while later. He goes, well, I want to do it for the Modifieds.
Wow.
Every time Don picked up the phone. You know,
more money
helping it for somebody else. You know, he did it for the street stocks and the factory stocks. He just keeps on doing it. And that's just like, that's a gift that you just can't believe happens to you.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not to change the subject. So, what's the situation with food? Are you guys still doing it online or is that eventually going to be walk up as well?
It should be back to normal. After the 15th, 2 weeks from tonight, the sprint car race, or 2 weeks from last night, the next sprint car race. The thing about the app, which was started out as a total disaster, they've worked with it and refined it, and it's actually working good now.
So it'll probably still be available. But for folks that are like Gary, who doesn't do any of that app crap,
nope.
He'll be able to walk up and get his double cheeseburger.
Oh, tri-tip.
Oh, you've been there before.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah. They're going to keep. They're going to open everything up. They're going to keep the app though, is because I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer if you want to do it because you're going to order your food as soon as it's ready. You get that text. You walk down. You basically don't miss anything.
Right. Gotcha.
And, yeah.
Can you pay? Can you pay on that app? Can you pay for the food on the app?
No, you do.
Oh, you do. That's even better.
I mean, come on now. Order a racetrack. You get a 200 people there. Five are going to figure out. It's like, hey, I can screw the concessionaire.
Yeah.
It'll be funny. You know, just make the food and don't pay.
Oh,
so, no, they have to pay right away when they order the food.
Well, that's excellent. Then when they say it's ready, go get it.
Yeah. Like, the deal is you don't have to stand in line.
There you go.
The one problem it was creating, though, people were ordering their food and going down and standing in line.
So what's defeating
the purpose?
People are waiting for the text. We're at the back of this darn line where people who just ordered right away were in the front of the line. That was creating a problem.
Yeah.
So we had to explain that. It's like, don't go down until you get the text.
Right. So you had a full-time
job.
Like
I say, it's worked out well. Probably the last three or four races, it's really worked good. So they're going to keep that on. We've got a lot of fans who, you know, I've heard from. I hear a lot of that because they contact me through the press releases and stuff, who actually say, you know, they never bought prepaid tickets before.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of like it because you just walk up and show their phone or show the printed out ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So that's working well. I mean, things you wouldn't think that would be a big deal, but for a lot of people, it's a pretty big deal that they like the way that's worked out.
Yeah.
And there's other people, you know, don't get it wrong. There's other people say, I ain't coming until I can pay at the ticket window.
Right.
More power to them. I mean, that's their wish. And
so be
it. You know, they'll get that back coming 2 weeks from last night.
All right, buddy. Well, that sounds like you had a wonderful night last night, and you're running again next Saturday?
We're there every Saturday through the first weekend of August.
Wow.
And we take that Saturday off, then we take Labor Day weekend off. I think we're running go-karts on those weekends, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're back, I think, all but one weekend through mid-November.
See, you're going to be happy about 2020 when you didn't have to work so much. But now you're back at it, my friend.
It's nice to have some extra money coming in.
I'm sure it is. All right, buddy. Thank you again. I appreciate you not only knocking press events out left and right on all the drivers that you support. And say hi to Brody Rowe for me.
Yeah.
Will do. He's going to be back in action 2 weeks. Going to try to make it 2 wins in a row.
Jesus. If anybody can do it, he can.
He can do it.
Hey, set him up. Let's choose something. Set him up for an interview next week. Because the last time we interviewed him, thanks to you, he won. So I'm going to show.
Well, you know what? May have Don calling in next week.
Okay. That's even better.
You know. Yeah. I don't know if I tell that, Brody that. But
that works as well.
I know. I've talked to Don about it. So if he's not busy, he'll probably be the guy calling next week.
All right, buddy. Well, we look forward to it. Thanks a lot. Take care. And we'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, right out there next to the Santee Drive-In, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. In-house dyno. Cool thing about that, whatever they do to your car, they can slap it on the dyno and show you it works. CertifiedCarCare.net. Check them out. Say hi to Greg. Tell him you heard it right here on KCBQ. Maybe he'll give you a discount. All right, we're going back to our guests. And Brittany, I'll let you introduce them again.
We have Gary, the car owner and crew chief, and Danielle, the driver, very successful driver.
And mom in the backseat.
Yes, who also was a driver.
Yeah.
She was trying to shout it out earlier
today. I know,
today.
Without a microphone, but you know, we'll have to get up and walk over to the old mic. But going back to Danielle, I understand you missed a couple of sponsors.
Oh, yes. My father, my dad.
Well, let's just not forget father.
Yeah. I'd like to thank him, too.
All right. Yeah. So what's he do on the car?
He helps him. And
he pulls the cord?
Yeah.
Well, that's a very important job.
It is.
Without somebody pulling the cord, you're not going anywhere. Yeah. It's just that simple. And before Gary came
along, he did all. Oh, yeah. Before he came, he did everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He must really like Gary.
Yeah.
Right, Gary?
Yep.
Yeah.
What you get for being a neighbor.
How many drivers do you support right now?
Just her right
Just
now.
Her?
Yeah.
How many have you?
Oh, my goodness. There's many.
Yeah.
Yeah, many of them I've helped.
Yeah. You still follow them?
Yeah. In fact, I just got a hold of Richie Armand. I hadn't seen him in quite a few years. And on Facebook, him and I talked and found out what he'd done.
You're on Facebook?
I'm learning.
Not much, but
not
that
much,
is how I
I'm
found
learning.
Gary.
Yeah,
well, you found him.
I found him because he was very proud of Danielle. So I was like, we need to talk.
Would you say this is one of your stars?
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
And my youngest star, too.
Yeah. Well, that's where it's important. You know, start, if you get him and catch him young and not burn him out. They're much easier to train.
Yes, they are.
You don't have to untrain them on a bad habit.
Exactly.
Well, you've never had to deal with that, have you?
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't that be a great book?
Yeah.
Okay, so Danielle, I'm going to give you a project. Mm-hmm. And if you do this, you'll be forever thankful. When you leave here, stop by a Staples or a Office Depot and get a diary. Okay?
Okay.
And then when every night when you go to, before you go to bed, you write down how your day went, good, bad, or indifferent. Just one page. When you turn 40, 45, 50 years old, that'll either be a bestseller book or a movie. Think about it, Gary.
Yep, exactly.
Just think, Gary, if you and I had done that.
Oh, my goodness.
The stories that we could tell. Because we don't think about it at her age, you know?
No, we don't.
But if you do, because all the movies that come out, you know, the story of. These people make bucket loads of money by doing it. And plus, it's good for you to get that. Sometimes if it wasn't a good day, And if you actually write it down,
it'll put a smile on your face.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed that when you're not having a good day, if you write it, write something down, it makes you feel better after you get it off your chest?
Yeah.
Plus, it keeps you from yelling at people, too, by the way. That's what I've noticed.
So everyone benefits.
Everybody benefits all the way around. But I'm just saying, I tell that to all the young kids that I run into, because I wish somebody would have told me that when I was younger. Not that my story would have been unbelievable, but it would be different. It would be a story that, you know, people would might be interested in knowing about. So think about it. You'll have fun. Quit shaking your head. You can't hear nothing when you shake your head. Yeah. Marbles. That's all I hear is marbles. I love it when kids do that. So I got the head bobs around. No bobbing. All right. So what, just out of curiosity, do you have any goals and aspirations as to what you want to do in life? Think you'd want to be a race car driver?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Open wheel?
Yeah.
Not NASCAR?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
But let me put it this way. If somebody offered you the seat in anything, you'd probably try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good attitude. You got to take the old man with you, though.
Well, yeah, you better. At least have tickets at the booth waiting for him.
Well, who else is going to keep it running, right?
Yeah.
Because you haven't got to the mechanical side yet, have you?
No.
Yeah. Do you work on the car at all?
No.
She's got to start watching Growing Up Garage.
Have you ever seen that video? Growing Up Garage? Is that a hoot or what? You can have him be your crew chief. You can make him work on your car. Well, okay, so let's talk about this for a second. If you don't do anything on the car, how do you communicate with Gary as far as what you need and what you don't need when you're on the track?
I tell him after how it drives and how it feels. And
okay, so you at least know that much of it.
Yeah.
What are some of the terms you use when you're talking to your crew chief?
It won't drive!
It's not really, I don't know.
So, I mean, you don't know anything.
The steering is messed up.
Yeah, or it's too loose.
So you say it's loose. Yeah. Okay. Do you read how the car reacts?
I read. I watch every turn, every bump that thing hits and know what to adjust.
Yeah, and you've been doing it
long time. So, it's just like last weekend, when last time we raced. She said, I can't drive. It's too loose. It steers too easy. Well, so I fixed it.
Yeah, and then it was fixed?
Well, she took it for a drive, Friday?
Yeah.
Up and down the street and said, okay.
Up and down the street.
So what was it, Gary?
Well, just had to put more caster in it, so it steered a little harder.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know, a little firmer.
And then there's tire pressure, because we all know how important tire pressure is.
Yep.
Just a
tire
pound.
Tire stagger, all that stuff comes into play.
Yeah, pound here, pound there.
Yep.
But, so do you think you can communicate pretty well with him?
Do you think she can communicate?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I always ask her at the end of the race, well, how'd it feel? What'd it do?
Yeah.
You know, she'd tell me.
Right.
So then I'd try and do something for better next time.
So that's the stuff I write down, Danielle. I wouldn't call it a journal, but I write down the track conditions, how I set up my car, and then at the end of the night, how it felt, what a change. I even try to give myself some ideas what I would have changed so that I can go back to it maybe when I only have a couple minutes to make a decision before a race. Instead of having to think about it, I go back to my notes.
Plus, you have a terrible memory.
That too, and that is true. That's very true.
Well, and I mean, it's hard to remember race from race and race from race from race. You know?
Yeah. Especially when it's...
I don't. I remember the last one, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
That's what counts, the last one.
And depending on how the end result was...
Yes, exactly. You know, we've had a good year with that little car so far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What engine's in that?
Harbor Freight 212.
I love it. That's awesome.
Little four-stroke motor,
just
like a lawnmower motor.
So how different is the Junior Sprint going to be?
Quite different. It's got a full-on suspension, front and rear. It's got a little bigger motor.
Not Harbor Freight?
No, it's got a Bridgman Stratton in it.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's the motor we have to run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a pretty awesome little car.
What's the horsepower difference between the two?
I don't know. I don't know.
But you'll find out.
I read the rules, but I don't remember.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Yeah.
Is that going to be raced at Camp Lockett? Or?
No, because they don't race them up
they
there.
They don't? Okay.
No. We had a couple come up... was it last year? They came up, and there wasn't enough of them.
Oh, okay.
So, no, I don't know. Maybe if we get enough of them, we can get them up there.
Right. Well, they need
we'll
to,
have to see.
I think they need to know, and I have been trying feverishly to get the Camp Lockett guys to come to KUSI, and I think once, because right now I've not been able to do a lot because of the COVID, because I want to bring 3-4 kids in, you know, and I snuck him in when Barona started running again. I got in a little bit of trouble for it, but you know, but I did bring in all the different divisions that ran at Barona, and I think once we could get with the folks out in Campo and, you know, show what divisions, I think it'll be helpful for the track and maybe get more cars.
Well, right now we got quite a few mini dwarfs that go up there from Barona and other places where they couldn't, you know, from Yuma and
yeah,
you know,
Cocopa
and those places. They seem to congregate there because they like it.
Yeah. Well,
you know, it's a fun place.
I've heard nothing but good that we got to go. But they only run on Sundays?
No, they run Saturdays, but it's more of a practice day.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a points deal or anything
so
like
racing,
that.
So racing's
on Sunday, basically.
Yeah.
Well, they got a lot of divisions up there.
Really?
Yeah, they got flat trackers, different age groups of flat trackers. They run quads. They run the go-karts.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And like you said, they water it. Like after every division runs, they keep it wet, you know, because it doesn't have the clay in the ground.
Gotcha.
No, it's fun to go up there.
Okay. All right, so you ready to come on TV?
Yeah.
Think so?
Maybe?
What do you mean maybe? You got to say yes. You can't say no. No one's going to bite you. And if you've never, right. And if you've never been to a television station, hey, it's just another notch in your belt. That you can say, oh, I've been on TV before.
Yeah.
And you never know. If you get into a bigger car or a faster car, one that's going to take a little bit more money to campaign, you know, you're going to need advertisers. And I'm telling you, you go to an advertiser and you tell them you're going to put them on TV, watch their eyes light up. I'm serious. It really is. So now you got homework. So when you on Monday, you got to get your show we're going to send you. You got to get that to all of your advertisers and just tell them, say, hey, guess what I did for you? Right?
Yeah.
All right. 07. Terrible number. Don't you agree, Brittany? Wait a minute. Yours is 37.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
What's so bad about 07?
Nothing. It's just I wish I had 07.
Oh.
I would be 95.
Oh, that doesn't help, Brendan.
That doesn't help.
That's not helping.
No, I was hey, did anybody pull your chain?
At that time.
Give me back my eggs.
Gosh.
All right. Well, folks, that was Racer Radio. Danielle, thank you very much. You're a lot of fun to be on with.
Thank you, too.
And you're always welcome to come back.
Keep up the good sportsmanship.
Okay.
You know, Gary was very proud of you in regards to that.
That's so almost as important as racing. It's good sportsmanship, good attitude. You know, just have fun. Just keep smiling. And go get that journal.
Okay.
Brittany, again, knocked it out of the park.
Thanks, coach.
You're the best. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.